Let us again start the Taisvis on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, and just let us review for 1 second what the Gemara said to the Taisvis. The Gemara asked Akashe, it says, Shal Asheira, in the Mishnah it says it's possible, and Rav said, Lulav Shal Vaidezara Leyitel Vim Natal Kosha. So the Gemara answered, Oche ba'asheire de Moshe askinen d'chsusi mechte sheyure. That the Mishnah is speaking about it, asheire de Moshe, which is chsusi mechte sheyure. And Eisus Rav is not speaking about asheire de Moshe. That is the Ivra in the Gemara. And Poshet asheire de Moshe means, avoidezore shal Yisrael, she'ein loy bitl. So that's Ksusi Mechte Shuri, it's Oymed Lisraiv Kesarov Dami. And Poshet Rove, that Rove said, Lulav shall by the Zor lo yitol bim natal kosher, Rove is speaking about an avay the Zor shall akum, that Islay Bittel. So if there's Bittel, so you can't say it's Oymed Lisraiv, since there's a possibility that the Goy will be Mavatalit. So it's not Ksusi Mechte Shuri. So then, Lechatchila lo yitol, but the Yevet im natal kosher. Let us see Taisus. Ba'sheira de Moshe de Ksusi mechte shiure. V'chein bereise de soif kise yadam. There is a bereise says de imnotal lo yotso. We'll also be speaking about Asheira de Moshe. The Gemara only mentions that Ksusi mechte shiure, exactly what the case is the Gemara doesn't mention. But our Gemara already said it's Asheira de Moshe, so we'll have to say in the Gemara that means Avedizor Shal Yisrael. So there we'll have to say it's speaking about also Asheira de Moshe. V'chein tzorich letaritz Asheifa b'ktoni hosom toka lo yotza, that you're not yotza if you were tekeya with Asheifa Shal Avedizor. That means also Avedizor Shal Yisrael. But there's no din bitl. Beperikru bezdin b'sheifo shal avaydezore lo yitoka v'imtoka yotzo. So that will be speaking about avaydezore shalakum. That there is bitl. B'chein beperik mitzvah chalitza omarove besandol shal avaydezore chalitza sok sheiro. Lemrinim de michtes shiurayu, that it's considered like it's crumbled. Dahanu b'avaydezore denochi. That will be speaking about Avodah Zarah of a goy, the yesh lo bitl. Uvahi diktoni lo yotze, b'Avodah Zarah di Yisrael, sh'ena b'tei lo ilomis. That it means, our Gemara spelled it out, that Avodah Zarah shal Yisrael is ksusi mechte shiure, because since it's not in bitl, so it's oimed l'Yisrael, so it's kisor of domi, so that so it loses the chshibis of shir. And all the other places that says it's kosher, speaking about Avodah Zarah shel goy, that there is a possibility of bittul, so meilat naksusi mechte shiure. V'im taima, so Taisus says Avodah Zarah denochi nami, so let's go. So Rav is speaking about Avodah Zarah denochi. Ye yoitze. So Taisus says midaag beikonye, but as soon as the yeet picks it up, so it becomes a yeet. Vinasa shall Yisrael, kidam winna beperikolat slomim. Gozrin and dulme magbilo, vahodam mevatalo. So Vaisis, as soon as he picks it up, it becomes Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael. And you can't be mevatal. Vyashloima, kegoinsh, esamemele. So how are you yoitze, Avodah Zarah shall nochi? Vyashloima, kegoinsh, igbiya al menashe loiliknais. It's speaking about, Rav is speaking about, he picked it up with intentions not to be koine, and that's the case by chalitza. Also, that's the case by shayfu navi yoytza. Do bemano sheine shaloit nan chalitza osak sheira. So you don't need that it should be his mano, his shoe. So memele, so that's what's speaking about, that he was wearing a shoe of a goy, which was an avay desore. The lulav, and lulav, which says that you're yoytze, beyond of sheini, it's speaking about chalamayt. Oh, you don't need lachem. Ubishmaitin, say bezoi, so now Taisvis just came to a new yesod, that only beyond of sheini are you yoytze, ba'avay dezore, shel akum. Beyond of rishin, you're not yoytze. So Taisus a bishmait nava motzel shnuyin the mas nisim beyond tavrishin. So we could have said, we don't have said asheira shel Yisrael. We could say it's speaking about, both are speaking about asheira shel akum and the kan beyond tavrishin. So he can't be zoich in it. So memelu sots not shaloi and kan beyond tavsheini. Left so look me basheira the moishin. Al mishum diktoni dum yedirani dachas vafilu beyond tavsheini. That's what the Gemara said, that it's speaking about Asherah de Moshe, because it's Dum Yadirani Dachas, that Afilu Beyond Tev Sheini, it's also possible. So that was the Hechech that it's speaking about Abay the Zohar Shal Yisrael. The Rabbi Netam Eforish, the Rabbi Netam holds the Kulu Bavay the Zohar de Nochi. The Rabbi Netam says, Amoyer de Kishtik Teire, that an Abay the Zohar, that Abay the Zohar Shal Akum, before Bittul is Ksusi Mechte Shiyure. That what he could be Mevatel, doesn't matter. Avoy de Zore, the Akum, after Bittul, then that's Mutter. Rabbein Etam Meforish, the Kulu, all the Gemoras are speaking about, Taisbot Gemoras, you are Yoitze, you're not Yoitze. The Kulu, Bavoy de Zore, the Nochi, Vekan, Koidem Bittul. Before Bittul, you are not Yoitze, it's Ksusi Mechte Shiyure. Vikan lacha bittel. In the place of Yoyot, it's after bittel. Lacha bittel nami, so even though now it's Oisavay de Zor, lachatchila lo yitel, belo yitoka, de mois linye mitzvah, lefisha hoya olof shema bay de Zor. Because it once had a past history, was once a bay de Zor, so it's mois. Vachain le tachlitz bay lachatchila. And that what it says by Amano shall obey the Zorle Tachlitz Boy is speaking about after Bittul, because before Bittul, it's Ksusi Mechte Shiyure. But it's Litachlitz Boy Lechatchila, because it was once in Abay the Zor. Vafilu im timtze loyme de shoy lechassis lechatchila ba'afar Abay the Zor kamei b'shalir anidachas, loydomi kisi lechalitze. Now the Ben Tam says that if there's a mashmois that one is permitted to be mekisi adam ba'afar avay dezore, so lachayre, how could that be? It should be permitted lechatchile. Lachayre, it's. I mean, I feel it was once avay dezore. It is also. So Taisa says we can differentiate between kisi lechalitz, and yesterday we mentioned the ochlaner. That explains because the inyan of mos lamitzvah applies by something which in yisod is a davar mechubet, like a shoe, a shofar, a lulav. That's so. There, one is not permitted to use it lechatchila if it was once an aveidah zara, because that makes the chepsa shemitzvah mos. Masha'in came by ofor kisi adam, which is made with ofor, so. A filler without being avoid the Zohar doesn't have any cheshivas. Offer is dirt, so dirt doesn't have any cheshivas. So there it's like malo, like moire, there you can't say it's mos le mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is done with dirt. So memele, so could be the shame avoid the Zohar is like malo, like moire. Period. That's where we stopped yesterday. Vahode mishane yhoche ba'asheire de moishe. So now the Rabbeinu Tam got stuck. So why did the Gemara, if according to Rabbi Netam, I feel Abay the Zore the Akum Koydem Bittles Ksusi Merte Shiyuri, so Behod Meshani Hoche Ba'Asheira the Moishe. Why did he say Ba'Asheira the Moishe? Veloy Meshani B'Dinochi VeKoydem Bittel. Shemishum De B'Sheniktzas Halulav Minadekel Nizbatel. The Tosfos is saying as follows. That Asheira is a tree. Now, so if we're speaking about Netilas Halulav, so we're speaking about that it was cut off from the tree. Amaymer Hamusker, there's a Shaila in Achroinim, is this truly necessary? Is one Mekayim the mitzvah, Ulakachtam Lachem B'Yayim Marishin, if I hold the Lulav on the tree, am I also Yaitze Ulakachtam? There's a chakira in this. Zarashi and Shabbos Vaisdeis Klonitazai. This Tais is also Vaisdeis Klonitazai. You have to cut, you're not Yaitza when you hold it on the tree. So you have to cut it off. So as soon as you cut it off, so by the Zorish al Nochi, automatically that's a bittel. So Mimele, so that's why our Gemara had to say, since we say Lulav Shel Asheira, which means, in other words, the lulav which was cut off from the tree, and cutting off the lulav from the tree is a bittul of the Avodah Zarah. So you can't say it's speaking about Avodah Zarah Shel Nochi, because if it's an lulav Shel Asheira, so automatically the Avodah Zarah became bittul. To say that a yid cut it, the guy that has the Avodah Zarah won't let a yid cut it. A yid that cuts it won't make that it should become bottle. So Mustama, the guy cut it. So if the guy cuts it, so it's ice, Avodah Zarah. It was mevatalit. So therefore, our Gemara, the Gemara, they say it's speaking about, Avodah Zarah Shel Moshe, that means a yid's Avodah Zarah, and a yid's Avodah Zarah, although he cuts it, it's not in bittul. That's Adrabenatam learned Pshat. Shudam Nitzis Alul Minadekal Nizbat, Ubeperik Mitzvahs Chalitze, Maflik Bein Sandal Shal Avodah Zarah, Le Sandal Shal Takuvis Avodah Zarah, De Ein Loi Bittul. Now, let's just figure out one thing. According to the Rabbeinatam, Sandal Shal Avodah Zarah is good, in sandal shel takruvas avodah zarah is no good, the ain loy bittul. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, sandal shel avodah zarah does not mean he wasn't mevatel it, because if he wasn't mevatel it, Rabbeinu Tam holds a sandal shel avodah zarah before bittul is ksusim after shure, filo by a goy. So sandal shel avodah zarah has to speak about after bittul, and that's when it's good. So then the Gemara says, when is it no good? Sandal shel takruvas avodah zarah is no good, because you can never be mevatel takruvas avodah zarah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, why do you have to go to such an extreme? Say sandal shel avodah zarah kaidem bittul. Why do you have to go to takruvas avodah zarah? This is a kasha under Rabbeinu Tam. According to the first pshat in Tosfos, is very good. Avodah zarah shel akum, since yesh loy bittul, so it's not ksusim echdei shiurei. Takruvis, there's no dim bittul, so it's ksusim echdei shiurei. But according to Rabbi Natan, that a filu before bittul, it's also ksusim echdei shiurei. So sandal shel avodah zarah speaking about after bittul, so differentiate between after bittul and before bittul. Why do you have to jump to takruvis avodah zarah? B'loi mavlik b'shel avodah zarah gufei ben koyin bittul ben lachil bittul. So Taisa says, you might agabuchi kamashmon to takrubis avodah zarah ain't b'teilei lomis. He just wants to tell you a new idea that by takrubis bittul will never help. So it's good to know that bittul won't help. Now we have a similar problem. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah kosher tvei. The maflik rova hosom, rova differentiates bein shayfer shel avodah zarah, which is good, L'shefer shel ira nidachas, which is no good. Now, shefer shel nidachas is ksusi mechte shiure. Shefer shel avodah zarah is after bittul, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so it's not ksusi mechte shiure. So here we have the same kasha. Why do you have to jump to ira nidachas? Differentiate between shefer shel avodah zarah la'acha bittul and kaidem bittul. Why do you have to jump to ira nidachas? Shall avay de zare gufa ye yochel lechalik ben koydem bittel ben lacha bittel. Umiyu al kolchache tzorech leukme lacha bittel. That Isa says, this is not only a kash under Rabbeinu Tam. That means like this, when we learn this Gemara, so we learn as follows. Not according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So we'll say the Gemara speaking about before bittel. But since a goy could be mevatelit, so it's not ksusim echte shiure. So we're speaking about Avodah Zarah Shel Goy. So the other case is Ira Nidachas, Shefer Shel Nidachas. That there's no din bittul. It's Ksusim Tzaymed Lisrei. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's speaking about Shefer Shel Avodah Zarah after bittul. So then it's shver. So why do you have to say it's no good by Ira Nidachas? Say it's no good koydim bittul. So Taisus says, "Omi al kolchach atzorch look me laachah bittul." This is not only a problem under Rabbeinu Tam. According to everyone, you'll have to say it's speaking about lacha bittul kepesh Rabbeinu Tam. Lefi ma shekoshev shom beroiv svorim, Rav Yehuda. Roiv svorim, it says that this is a memre of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that shefer shel avodah zarah yoytze, and shall ir nidach she not yoytze. The omar hosam lael. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, b'shayfer shlomim lo yotze. So you're not yotze with a shayfer shel shlomim. The mitzvahs lahonis nitnu. So since it's mitzvah lahan is nitnu, so since the shlomim is also ba'ano, so it's a mitzvah ba'aveira. So me'mele, that's why you're not yoytze. So now, shayfel shel avodah zarah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how is it speaking? It has to be speaking about after bittul. Because it's speaking about before bittul, it's also ba'ano, and mitzvah lahan is nitnu. So you have to say it's speaking about after bittul. Now, so speaking about after bittul, so why do you have to say that it's no good by shayfer shalirani dacha, say it's no good, kaidim bittul. So this is not only a problem on the Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus means to say this is a problem according to everyone if you're goyres Rabbi Yehuda. Umi yutzorach loymar, the mikomokim rove goras veloy Rabbi Yehuda, but that kirs is not a correct kirs, so we can't build too much from that. Because the Gemara says, "Ir nidachas shenat yoyitz mishum the ksusi mechte shiure." Well, Rabbi Yehuda, avale elameim mishum the mitzvus lahanis nitna. So, mamele, so that's a shtickle problem. Why did the Gemara differentiate what's no good by ir nidachas and it is good by shevus lahavei dezore after bittul? The Gemara could have made everything by avei dezore and before bittul and after bittul. It's a problem. Umiyu kosha. The beperik kolat slomim, boyresh lokish, hamishtacheve le dekel. A person was bowed down to a dekel, lulovoy mahu le mitzvah. Can you use the lulav for a mitzvah? Now what is the shaila? Umasik rabdimi. Rabdimi says as follows. Ba'asheiro shebotlo kami boylei. The shaila is that there was an asherah, a mishtachva ledekel. He became an asherah. Now later he was mevatel the asherah, he was mevatel it. And what's this? So now it's ois avodah zarah. And the shaila is, yesh dichui eitzel mitzvahs, or yein dichui eitzel mitzvahs. So the Gemara clears a shaila, if this dekel, when it was an avodah zarah before the bittul, so you weren't allowed to use the lulavim because it was avodah zarah. After bittul, you're allowed to use the lulavim. So now the shaila is, but since it was asman, it was nitche min hamitzvahs, so you say yesh dicha yetzal mitzvahs, or yein dicha yetzal mitzvahs. Umuchacha milse. Now the sugya in avodah zarah, it would seem from over there, the shum amoyre lay poshet lay hamilse, that there was not one amoyre that could be poshet the shayla. The boyle mifshe midarab yoichenen, midarab pope, amishani darab pope, gufe kami boyle, a pope also had a shayla, vekaima beteiko. So now, when we learn Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, we know as follows, that the Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, it says, that if you had a asherah which was once an avodah zarah shel akum, and then you want mevatel it, is this kosher or not kosher? It's a shaila. No one knows. No one was able to be poshuted. And this was the ameiroim harishonim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Pope. They did Resh Lakish. No one was able to be poshuted to shaila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rove that says that Shel Avodah Zarah is good is speaking about Avodah Zarah Shel Akum Shebitloi. So that what is a whole sugya in Avodah Zarah, if Avodah Zarah Shel Akum Shebitloi, is it kosher l'mitzvah? Is it nitcha min ha-mitzvah? And the Gemara wasn't poshet anything. In Rova, later Amoyre all of a sudden says with Apshitis that it's kosher. How could that be? Asa Beish Ben Atam Ashkren Rova da Omar Hoche im Notol Yotzo. Alma Ein Dichu Yafilu Lekule. He said the Apshitis Ein Dichu Yafilu that it's kosher. And why wasn't he aware? Why didn't he speak about this? A whole sugya of Amiroim Rishainim who were not able to be mevardes din of yesh dicha etzel mitzvahs, and all of a sudden he says it's good. Umiyu yesh loyma. So Tais says maybe this is not such a gefelach hakash on the Rabbeinu Tam. The ho da oma rove di yotze. That what rove says that you yotze kshebotlo me erev yontev. Rove is speaking about that it was an avodah zarah before yontev. he was mevatel it before Yontif. So when it became Yontif, when it became as man ha-mitzvah, it was chazi le-mitzvah. It never was dochi min ha-mitzvah. That's a called dochi min ha-mitzvah, because there was no mitzvah before Yontif. And since he was mevatel before Yontif, so it was chazi le-mitzvah when Yontif came. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that declares, is there a din dichui by mitzvahs? Yesh dichui kshebitel biyontif. That he was mevatel the Avodah Zarah after he became sukkis already. The oshayich dichui. So then when it came this mana mitzvah, it was nitche to be a chepse shal mitzvah. And later he became chozi. So there is a shayla. Do shayich dichui, kedemuchach lekamon bepirkin, de boi rabbi yirmiya, and later in Masechta Sukkah will have also a similar shayla. Rabbi yirmiya klared a shayla, niktam roishoy me erev yonte. We're speaking about a hodos, that the roisha hodos, the eighth of the hodos, was chapter, so it's possible. But also boi tavro beyonte, and then it grew. A berry grew in the Mokim Aktime in Yontif. And so now it's a Sholem. Before it was Chosa, now it became Sholem. So the Gemara klaus HaShayla, is there a Din Dichui? Because in the beginning of Yontif, it was Nitra Min HaMitzvah. So it says also by Tamra Bi Yontif. So that means, in other words, that the Hodos in the beginning of Yontif was Nitra Min HaMitzvah. And then later became chazi. Aval also be tamre be erev yontif be choshiv dichoi. That's a kol dichoi. So memela vu adin be bitlo me erev yontif. So memela, so the kasha and the rabbeinu tam, Tosis had asked, according to the rabbeinu tam, Rav is speaking about after bitl. And Rav says it's good. And the Gemara clears a shayla in Avodah Zarah after bitl is good. So Taisa says, the kasha is not too gefeller, because it matters when the bittel was. The bittel was before Yontif, that doesn't fall into the category of dichui. If the bittel was in Yontif, that is the shell of the Gemara by the Zohar. Period. But now, Taisa says, but let's go ulalishne kame, the frishes. But according to the first Loshen, Taisa held that Abay the Zohar shall nochri, Afilu koidem bittel is good. Afilu koidem bittel is good. Lishne kama de frishes da vay de zore de nochi afilu beloi bittel yoitze ki goyim biyontev sheini loi boi lochem is koshe. Say bezoi, so then the whole sugi is apela. The hosam ba sheira de nochi mairi. The Gemara is speaking about an asheira of a goy, the yesh lo bittel. So he's speaking about an asheira of a goy. And he was a mevatel, and we're claiming a shayla, since it wasn't chozi in the beginning, so you say dichui, don't you say dichui? So v'afilo hochi mashme de lo yotze midachoshiv lo dichui. According to the first lashon of Tosfos, Avodah the Zarah shall go afilo before bittul is good. So what's the shayla? Yeah, that's a big problem. V'chiteime, so Tosfos says, no, maybe we'll say shtikolaitze. The Yontev Rishon Udechoshiv Leidichui, that Yontev Sheini, it's good, because there's nothing wrong with it. It's not Ksusim Echte Shiure. You don't need Shaloi. But the Gemara is speaking about Yontev Rishon, it's called Dochi. Vishloi Hoyo Shaloi Kaidem Bittl, Yontev Rishon. So he can't be Yotze with it, because it wasn't Shaloi. And he can't make it Shaloi. So Yontev Rishon is considered Dichui. So it's dochui, not because of the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not called dochui. No, it's dochui because it wasn't shaloi. So Tosfos says, im kein, mi shen nosne loy lulev biyontev, if you'll tell me such a shtik teire, that if it wasn't his, so he couldn't be yaitze with it, so it was dochui for him, so afilo later it becomes his. He's not yaitze, lo yaitze, lo yaitze, he wasn't yaitze. That doesn't make sense. Well, come on, I'm here to get Kiddush. Va'av al gav de loy domi kulei hai. Taisa says, maybe this is not an exact dimyan. The shell avoida zore ain't takone b'shuminim. Avoida zore, the first day, it can't become shaloi. Because the mill becomes shaloi b'ksusim echte shiure. So here it can't become shaloi. So there taka, the first day, it was dochim in a mitzvah. By if someone else has a lulav, it's not shaloi, but it could become shaloi. So maybe that doesn't make it dochim. Mikol Mokim, so Taisin says, but that Taisin holds is not a factor. Kivin de Mishum Iser Abaydezorah di Kahashta Loi Mipsol. Since because of the Abaydezorah, Abaydezorah is not a problem, because Abaydezorah, it's not Ksusim Echte Shiyure. So the whole problem is only it's not Shaloi. Ein Lola Lachosh Vay Dichri Mach Mashayin Yish Shaloi. So Taisin says, I don't understand why it's going to be said it Dochoi. Also Abaydezorah, there's no problem. Because it's not Ksusim Echte Shiyure. So the whole problem is Alt Shaloi. So Alt Shaloi, so it's every lulav that wasn't Shaloi should be called Dochi. Now L'chayre Eshtikol Ha'oran Taisviz, L'chayre there's a problem Alt Abay Dezor alone. L'chayre Abay Dezor is also Bahano. So it's not Shaloi, not only because it's not his. It's not shaloi because it can't become his. It's a chefze that can't become shaloi. So Taisvis, if you want to be medamedis to lulav shel chaver, lulav shel chaver is not mine, but it can become mine. Here, avaydezor cannot become, unless it be mavatlet, but we're not up to there yet. So basher husham before bittul, this is called, it can't become shaloi. It would seem from Taisvis that Isurian law could become Shaloi. That's what seems from over here. We'll see later in Taisvis. I don't know. Venira Leforish. So this is a problem. That means Taisvis with this kasha slugged up the first pshat. That means the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to say that before that an Avodah Zarah shall akum before bittul is possible, and that's not like the first Mahalach and Taisvis. So now Taisvis wants to say a third pshat. V'nire leforish. Oh, but just one second. Before we go further, there's a very gishmake kasha of the Oruch Laner. The Taisvis wanted to say that the Gemara, Taisvis had a problem. According to the first Lashon of Taisvis, Avedizore shel akum is kosher lulav, since it's possible to be mevatalit, so it's not called ksusim echte shiyure. The Gemara says over there, Avedizore shel akum is called, is a shell of dichui. He can't be yaitza with it before the bittul. So Taisus wanted to say it's speaking about beyond the vrishin. That what is Pshat, he was Mevatalit, Yom Tov Rishon. That means it wasn't a Avodah Zarah, and then he cut it off. So the Shailas, but before he cut it off, it couldn't be Shaloi. And so Dochui, now that he cut it off, it could be Shaloi. That's a Shal. Do you say Dichui? Don't you say Dichui? So the Gemara, Taisus had a Pshat in the Gemara. At the Gemara by the Zohar speaking about such a case, there was an Avodah Zarah shel akum, who be that means till 10 o'clock in the morning it was Avodah Zarah shel akum, so it couldn't become shaloi. 10 o'clock the guy cut it off, become Eis Avodah Zarah. Now the Yid wants to take it, so the shaila is there a din diche? Is it not a din diche? So the Olchaner is akasha if it was an Avodah Zarah till 10 o'clock in the morning, so it was mechuba. Now, he cut it off, so good, it's Tolosh, but it's Muktzeh. It's Muktzeh. So how could you be Yaitzeh? It's till Muktzeh, it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. That's what the Oruch Laner is, Sakasha. How, Taisus is, this Mahalach is saying that he cut it in Yontev. That means part of the Yontev was Mechuba, and then he cut it in Yontev. So Memela, how could you be Yaitzeh? It's a mitzvah bo b'aveira of till Muktzeh. I just thought, perhaps we could say, there's a big machloikis, we mentioned it in Yuma also, what the translation of lekich is, so lekachtem lechem b'yayim arishin, Does lakicha mean holding, lifting, grasping? This is lakicha can mean there's different types. We once mentioned that there's a shaila, what happens if a person picked it up before aloi sashacha. Now it's in his hand. Now it's in his hand and it's aloi sashacha. Now it became yoim. Does he have to pick it up again? Is that what he's holding it is sufficient? There's a whole tumma what the lakachtam is. So it could be, perhaps it could be that this kasha of tiltul mukse, the whole din of tiltul mukse is one is not permitted to move mukse, to touch mukse, to hold mukse. That means if so, it could be. I mean, for practical purposes, maybe it is speaking about that he didn't move it, that the guy cut it, he put it into a stand or whatever it is, and then I'm holding it. I'm holding it without moving it. So l'chayre, if that is sufficient, so we could avoid the shayla of the ol chaner, hakri b'yaitze, it's tiltul mukze. Okay, let us go further. But Taisvis held that's a very shvere gemore, and that's pashtus, it's not like the first pshat in Taisvis. V'nire l'forish. So now Taisvis comes with a new pshat. V'nire l'forish, the rove shori afilu b'avidezore shal Yisrael. Now Taisvis goes all the way. Avidezore, rove that was mata afilu b'avidezore shal Yisrael. When? U'be'ilon shen notoy u'lebesoif avdoy. If a ilon was first planted and then he worshipped this ilon, so that's nothing. It doesn't become avodah zarah. Ulche rabbonon, Rava holds like the rabbonon, the pligilei, the rabbi yisim, rabbi de perikol atzlomen, the shoru lehedyet, that the rabbonon hold, if you worship a dovah hamechubah, that means the tree was planted and now you're worshipping it, it does not become avodah zarah. It's muta. Elo imkein. When does it become an ashera? Imkein notoy mitchila lekach. If it was planted for the sole purpose to be an avodah zarah, that's called an ashera. The darshinen we darshin as follows. Tachas kol eitz ranon eloyheim. Underneath the trees are the avodah zarah. Beloy eitz ranon eloyheim. But the tree doesn't become an avodah zarah. He worships a mechuba, nothing happens to it. It's muta lahedya. And asheira is notoy mitchila lekach. So therefore, vafilu b'yontav rishin, im notal yotzo. So now, rove, that an avaydezore shal Yisrael, afilu shal Yisrael, there's no bitl, you don't need bitl. Because notoy vachakach ovdoy is muta lahedya. Afilu b'yontav rishin im notal yotze the shori lehedyet. It's shori lehedyet. The lochem kerinem bay, and it's called lochem. Here from this thesis it would seem clear that Yisurino is not called lochem. Now this is shori lehedyet. The lochem kerinem bay. So that's the member of Rove. So Rove is speaking about an avodah zarah shel Yisroel. That never became an avodah zarah because it was not a vachakach ovdei. Umas nisin the shel asheira posel shenoto mitchila lekach. If it was lechatchila planted for an asheira for an avodah zarah, b'hainu asheira de moishe. That's an asheira. That's what the Gemara calls asheira de moishe. The behimuki rabbon and kodav eshreim tisur from beish the oser afilu lehedi. So now we know like this, that a yid planted, if it was planted, and then notoy vachakach ovdoy, that's muta. Notoy mitchila lekach, so then it became an avodah zarah, uboi dechol atzlomim ba'asheira dinochi, dinota mitchila lekach, so this is a little bit like the Rabbeinu Tam, before Bittul is not good lemitzvah. It was not a mitchila lekach, but Bittul helps. That's a shell there, din dichui. So Mamela, Rav is speaking about that it never was Dochui. Rav is speaking about that there's not a V'acha Kachovda. Mihula Lishne Kama the Hosam the Kama Kiti Boilon Be'ilon Shen Notoy Ula B'Soif Ovdoy. There the Gemara wants to say that there's a Shaila by Notoy B'Soif Ovdoy. Ba'alive the Rabbon on the Shoyla Head Yit Malin Yim Mitzvah Mois Mikila Gavoya Oiloi. Have a Motzil Mifshid Midar Ovdoy. According to the first Loshon over there, the Gemara that said that Afilu Notoy B'Soif Ovdoy it's Moslem Mitzvah. So then we can beat that. Then we're back to the old Kashi yes on Rabbi Natan. So you can be patient from Rav. Me the Kamim not all yots. Ala Rav is svir like Rabdimi, the Masik, the Yesh Dichi Kami Boile. The whole Shail of the Gemara was if it was not a Metchila Lekach and Vacha Kach Bitle. Aba Bob Shitalei the yots. Period. Vim Taim Atif Shei Tein Dichi. Now Taisa says on this Gemara Nabei the Zore. Let's be patient. There's no din dichi. We must nisin da novov merub meyalov. We have a Mishnah further that says as follows: that if you have a hodos that there are dark berries on it, and there are more berries than leaves, so that passes the hodos. So it's possible. Ve'im miyaton kosher. If you remove the berries, so then it's a kosher hodos. State weiter in the Mishnah ve'im matim biyontiv. You're not allowed to be memayit biyontiv. Out sticking money. Because that's called your before it was apostle law, this now becomes a kosher of this. For Omar Bigmore Ha'ovar Velokta, but the Gemara is Medaik, what will be, that's true. One is not permitted to be Memayit the Anovim in Yontav. But what is if he did do it? Kosher. Heiched Ashchame Esmel, if the Anovim became dark before, like Paslin and Anovim Rubis Ella Bishchairis, Avirakis Loi. B'chi asher me'esro dichi me'ikore betchilas yontev lehave dichi. Al me'ein dichi eitzel mitzvahs. Now, this is the Esakash. We have a sugi in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The klal's a shayla, if a goy had an asheira, and b'shas, it before bittel, it was nothing metchila lekach, before bittel was posel a mitzvah, later it was mevatel, so the Gemara klal's a shayla, is there a din dichi, is there no din dichi? The Gemara is never poishet to shayla. We have enough in the Mishnah in Sukkot. The Mishnah says that if there were anoviv merubim ma'alov that passes the hodos, you're not permitted to be memayit the anovim in yontiv. But if he did it, it's kosher. So how does this stem with the Gemara Navei Dizal? Yeshloimel deshani yosam de biyodai lesakim. There is speaking about that is true that. By the hodos, one is not permitted to take off the berries. It's a tikkun mona. But he could do it. Then he the osa lemayit, mikoma can be yode lemayit. So Tosis is saying, amor deki yisai, that the gather of dichoy is that it was dochoy min a mitzvah, that means it was impossible to be used for a mitzvah. That's called dochoy min a mitzvah. But if you have a hodos, that a nov of merub of me'alo, that means theoretically it's possible. You're not allowed to do it. I'm asking a different child. Is it possible to become kosher? It's possible to become kosher. So do an aveira. So it's possible to become kosher. So that is doesn't fall into the category of dichli. Havel gabe aveira zore ein biyodi levatol. Then you saw mevatol aveira zore shel nochi. I just had a shtikel ha'ore this din of. Being taking off the anovim from the hadasim in yontiv is also as tikkun mona. Now this a machlokes orishayim if this is a tikkun mona the araise, or is it a tikkun mona the rabbanon? So lachayre if it's a tikkun mona the rabbanon, lachayre it would be mutar adaya mira laakom. It should be a shvus to shvus b'moke mitzvah. He needs a hodos. Taisus says for dover poshet and hey the osa lemayit mikoma kibiyode lemayit. Taisus says a shtik teira that doesn't have a shame dichoy because it's possible even though it's osa. Lochere if it's a tikkun mona the rabbonon lochere it's mutatake lochere it should be permissible to tell a goy to take off the berries. Let us see the Gemara weiter, and daf lamed aleph amed beis. Niktam roishay. Now, we had in Taisvis and the Mishnah, by Niktam Roishai, Taisvis had a few pshatim, what Niktam Roishai means. One pshat Niktam Roishai, Taisvis learned speaking about the Roish HaLulev, the spitz of the Lulev, and that was chopped off. Or Taisvis has a tzad Niktam Roishai means the Olim HaOyonim. That means the top layer of leaves, which are over the Shedron Mistome, that's called the Roish HaLulev. They were all chopped off. Niktam Roishoy, Omar Avune Loishonu Elo Niktam. That is Dafke, if it was chopped off, Avon Nizdak, if it was split, Kosher. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Nizdak, Nizdiku Roshay HaAlim. So it seemed from Rashi that Rashi learned like the second shot in Taisu is that Niktam is going out the Alim Ho Yainim. So the Gemara says, so that's Dafke if they were chopped off. But if they're split, the Roshay HaAlim, it's good. The tops of the leaves of over the Shedra split, that's good. Frag the Gemara, bin Nizdak kosher? Nizdak is kosher? Vasanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Lulev, Kofuf, Kovutz, Soduk, Okum Doimilamagal, Posel. So it's Posel. That's the Kasha. So that's the Kasha in Rabune. Now before we go into the Teretz, let us just see the Baraisa mentioned the multitude of Psulim over here. So let us just see what we're speaking about. Kofuf, Roishai Kofuf Ka'agmoy. The Roish HaLulev, and Rashi would seem that means, that's what the Kapis Temorim says, that the Roish HaLulev means the top of the Olim, and Kofuf Ka'agmoin means Agmoin, Rashi says in Yeshaya, means either it was a type of a bent pin that was used to trap fish, or Rashi in Kedushin says it means it's a type of a thin grass that the top is bent. So it means that the roish of the alim is kofuf ka'agmoin, doime le'ish kibein v'hazokin, sheroshayin shochin u'kfufim l'mato. Now, the Perish Chai is over here, a picture on 449.
What is that?
Yeah, 449.
We see this a lot.
Yeah, so this is what the Rosh called a knepel.
Knepel, yeah.
A knepel. Yes. Here we have also a picture of it in the Kashra, Sefer Kashra Sabo Aminim. Here we have a real picture of it.
Yeah.
This is a knepel.
Yeah.
Which, according to Rashi, this is puzzle, because that's the called kofuf. And according to the Rosh, there's a Chuvus Rosh, the Mechaba Paskins like the Rosh. The Rosh says he preferred to take these lulavim because it doesn't split. It doesn't split. The alim will not split. That means usually the top alim is split. If it's bent like this, it doesn't split. So he was mahada to get like this.
Yeah.
Al kaponim, the Rosh learns kofuf that the shedra is kofuf. That's how the Rosh learns shot. That the shedra is kofuf. Then it's like no this, good. But it's only the Alim or Yoinim is Kofuf. So there, the Rosh held that it's good. And Rabat Rashi holds that it's no good. The Bible we're learning Rashi. So Rashi says, Kofuf, Roshe Kofuf Ka'agmoin, Doimis Lish Gibein, Bazokin, Shereshayim, Shochin, Ukfufin, Lamat. That's one psul. Kovut, Sheyaitzin b'shedra shaloi uktzin kemin koitzin. This is a second type of a psul. Okay, the Perish Chai has this is not too difficult. It looks he has over here. He has koitzim coming
over
out of
here.
This is yeah. We never saw such a thing. That's right. But there you have koitzim sticking out, and that's kovutz. Now let us see Taisvis for 1 minute. Dais v'ses kavut, perish bekuntres, she yoitzin b'shedro sheloi, uktzin kemin koitzin, that's Dais v'spshat, u ba'orech perish inyen tzmise. But the Orach says that it means tzmise. Now, what is the taich of tzmise? So here, in the Kashrus of Abbas Minim, he brings a picture which is really very shchiach. That one, now, he brings on page Kuf Samach Dalet, you can have that it's wrinkled. You have that the alim of the lulav are wrinkled.
This is very shchiach. Yeah, I've seen that. Shchiach. Yeah, I see that too. Sure.
Shall we
see that?
We can buy it
I
also.
See it. Yeah.
And it could very well be puzzle. According to the Orach, this is puzzle because it is shriveled and wrinkled.
Okay,
that is kavutz according to the Orach. And Agavuche, he brings a third pshat in this kashos of Abbas Minim. Yesh lulev sheha'olim sheberoishoi miskaplim ze lesoich ze ve'ev sheshehu bechlal ma shekosav el zorua besimen shinvov shekovutu shniskavtsu tzidei ha'olim ke'ein beiskibu v'nichnesu ze lesoich ze. He doesn't have a picture on this, but he means many times you can find a lulev that the wall of the Ola is indented. It's not straight, it's indented, and the leaf next to it like fits into this indentation, which is also very shriach to find, and according to the Erzerua, this is puzzle. So when we look for things in the lulav, there are many things we're unaware of. So now it's, as we say, live and learn. So kavutz is also puzzle. This is an erzeruas pshat. Saduk. Now here that's how we got into this beraisa. This is a stira to Rav Huna. Saduk is puzzle. Okum doime lemagel. What is if it is okum? The shedre is not straight. It bends, and it's doime lemagel. So here we have Okum Doime Lemagel, we have in the Perish Chai, we have 454 Zamagel, and 453 or 457, 458, we'll see these are Tziyurim of Okum Doime Lemagel, that the Shedre bends over.
Yeah.
The Shedre bends over. So now we'll see soon, sometimes it's kosher. This is a magel. This is a magel. And here it's daimel a magel. We'll see if it's bending away from him, it's possible. If it's bending towards him, that is kosher. Towards the shedra. That means the shedra goes backwards. So that's we'll see in a minute. Daimel a magel possible. Chorus possible. Daimel a chorus kosher. Now we have a new case over here. Let us see Rashi. Okum daimel amagel, chodem milsi, this is one case, it's crooked, similar to amagel. Chorus kosher, shenase charois, it became like a branch, shekein derech halulev, the olov noishrin bimois akshamim. Now the Perish Chai says that noishrim does not mean they fall out. Noishrim means that they separate, and this will understand Takerashi. That means they separate the leaves which are lying on the shedre, the yemoisak shomim, they jut out, they separate. Noishrim yemoisak shomim. So that is no good. That is chorus. That's like branches. So here he is in the Perish Chai, he has two pictures. Chorus, this is chorus, which is no good. And this is doimele chorus, which is good. And this still can be...
Why is it daimu? Why? What's the difference?
It's not like a lulav. A lulav is mamish. It's mamish...
No. Why is daimu lachoros different?
It's for the further spread apart.
Because it's more spread apart.
This looks like a branch already. And this is daimu lachoros, but it still has a dimian. So it's still mustama. You could still be masmech the alim to the shadra. Period. Al kaponim, we have here a problem. The Baraisa says Sadduk is posel, and Rav Huna said Sadduk is kosher. Omar Rav Pope the Ovid Kehimnik. Now, this Ovid Kehimnik, we have here a machloikas harishoinim, what Ovid Kehimnik is. So, but the Ovid Kehimnik says Rav Pope is explaining that the Baraisa that says Sadduk is posel is Ovid Kehimnik. And Rav Huna is speaking about not Ovid Kehimnik. Now let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Pope, Ho diktoni sodik posel, lav shen nizdiku roshei alim. Like we had mentioned before, that the leaves, the tops of the leaves are split. Oy shedro, a stack in the shedra. Ela the Ovid Kehimnik, so he says, this is shel balzo shel soifrim, sheyesh loy shnei roshim. See soon the picture in the Perish Chai. Beroishai echot mefutzel mefutzel. Kach godol halulev kemin shtei shedrois. Machzis olen lekan u machzis olen lekan. So here in the Perish Chai, he hears here, and this is in 461. 461, he has that's a case of a hymnic. This is 461. So it means Roish, this is one, this Roish is split. This Roish is gone. So exactly what the Seifim did with it is unclear. And here it also, he hears here a lulav, which grows with two shedras, it seems. That the shedras are, from Rashi, it would seem Soduk is not Nizdak. Soduk means that it grew like this. That's Rashi's case. Rashi's case of Ovid Kehimnik means that it looks like something like this, that it starts off one and then it splits out in two shedras. That is how Rashi learns Pshat. La Haloche, let us just see, La Haloche, we don't paskin like Rashi, or maybe we don't, but it's very Shriach. We paskin in the Kashris Abbas Haminim. This is how we paskin Ovid Kehimnik. Ovid Kehimnik means that the top leaf, the top tiyoimis, is split, but not only that it's split, that the two top roshim are going in
opposite
directions. It's shaped like a V.
Right.
And here he brings down from the Gdoli, Apoiskim, from the Marsham and others, that because this is very, very shriach and very problematic. That means, la aloche, if it's nizdak, if the middle leaf is split.
Right.
So, la aloche, we paskin, it's split, till roiv, it's kosher. That's how the goyim paskin. We see that if the middle leaf is split, till roiv, it's kosher. So now, but if himnik is nirik ishnaim. So everyone has problems. They look at their middle leaf, and since it's split, Lamaisis, you look at it very good, it's Niri Kishnayim. So is it not Niri Kishnayim? It's very frustrating. So he brings down from the Marsham and from a Ra'or that Chazal said a Moshel Niri Kehimnik, this Himnik, we have a picture from the Rabbeinu Hananel, that Niri Kehimnik, that means a Himnik was a certain type of a Keli, that the two roshim were spread apart. It wasn't split. It wasn't split. Some say it was split. They were spread apart. So they bring from the marsham. If one wants to know if it's nirik kehimnik or not.
You mean it really grew separately?
Yeah, it grew separately. Not it grew separately.
Nizdak
Nizdak, it's split. So you can see, if you look at it very good, you'll see
it's split.
It's nirik kishnayim. But that is not himnik. So they say, la haloch, if one wants to know if it's a hymnic or not, he should take the lulav and lay it down on a table. So if the two halakim, one is lying on the other, that's not himnik. Himnik is when you lay it down on the table, they're still separated. That is himnik, and that is, this is problematic. This is a bit, if you have one like this, this is puzzle, a himnik is puzzle. But if you lay it down, so in the old reason that it separates, because,
on the side.
Yeah, you lay it on the side. Well, it won't help the situation. You lay it on the side. So one leaf is resting on top of the other. Right. So then that is not called nirei kehimnik. Okum doime lemagel. Now we had before that if it's crooked and it's doime lemagel, it is puzzle. Omarov loy amoron ela lefonov. That is dafke if it is crooked front away from him. Avol acha, but if it's bent over towards him, briyosei. That's how a lulav is. A lulav is not necessarily straight. A lulav could be bent over towards. That means the shedre, which is facing the person, is going towards the back of the shedre. Omar Rav Nachman, so now Rav Nachman cleared a shaila. Let's study him. What if the lulav is not straight? It's bent over, not frontwards, not backwards, sideways. Let's study him. What din does it have? Kilafon of dummy? So others say it's kilafon of dummy and it is posel. But omri lo kilach of dummy. And then it's kosher. So now we have another hiddur when we purchase a lulav to make sure that the lulav should be straight. If it's real crooked, it's posel, and if it's partially crooked, it's not mehuda. Letzadim kalfon v'amu kalach avdami. V'om arove, haylu lovo de solik, anudim, haylu lovo de solik pechat utso, balmumu uposel. If the lulav only has leaves on one side of the shedre, the other side is bare, for that is apostle lulav. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, la'achrov shenekam litzad shedre. It is bent backwards. Milafonov, litzad shekeneged shedre. It's bent frontwards. Shedre zeu tzad ha'osi k'shedre shal behime. This is like the spine of a behime. Shatzlois v'achuyos mechuborim bo mikan mikam. So here also the leaves come out from the, just like over there, the ribs come out from the spine. So here the leaves come out from the shedra. Bemtzo cholok v'oyla kemakol. It goes up like a stick. The solik bechat hutzo shekol olov mitzad echot. That all the leaves are from one side, so that is no good. That is a posele lula. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Nifritzu alov. So we had in the Mishnah it is posel. Omar Rav Papa, nifritzu da ovid ki chufye. Nifritzu is ovid ki chufye. Nifritzu de ifrud ifrudi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, now we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learned that Nifritzu Alev means that Reiv of the Alim were cut off from the Shedre, and we tied them together to the Shedre. That's how Rashi learned. So, Kichufye Rashi learns Ashkuve, this is a broom, Sheboi Mechabde Nesabayis, Ba'oisen oisoi me'alin shel lulov atlushi me'ashedre, ba'oigde mehem harbe b'yachat. So that means, nifritzu alov, the muscles is like a broom. That means, just like a broom is made by attaching cut leaves, so huadin, we filled up the lulav by attaching the cut leaves. But there were leaves which were already separated from the shedre. And that's possible. Nifrudu alav difrudi, the ifrud ifrudi, rosheyem nifrodim, that the rosheyem nifrodim ka'anfei hadekel, that the leaves are separated from the shedre like branches. The ain mitzumtzomim im ha-shedra doesn't go up flush with the shedra. Avamila mata heim mechuborim bo, but is attached to the shedra, so that's kosher. And Tosis we hear on, by the Mishnah, the Tosis learns nifritzu alav means that roiv of the alim of the lulav are split. And that means that, Tosis explains that the normal leaf of a lulav is really a double leaf, and it is attached from the back. That there's a double hamachaba, this leaf in the back. So Tosis learns nifritzu alav, if roiv of the alim are split from the back, it is possible.